This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight. A new option for patrons of the Galesburg Public Library. The library is still more or less closed due to COVID-19, but you can check out materials without ever having to leave your car once you get to the library. We're going to talk about that and the continued challenges the library is facing these days with Noel Thompson, the director of the Galesburg Public Library, who's again on the line with me tonight. Thank you so much for your time, Noel.
Well, thank you so much for having us. I'm really happy to be here.
Very glad to have you. And I figured I should give you at least a couple of days to try to make this curbside checkout thing work before I ask you about it.
Now at least we know what we're doing.
So right? Good. Yeah, I know that feeling all too well. So I guess first things first, tell me how you came up with this idea. What led you to kind of go this route as you kind of expand the library services in a time when that's easier said than done, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, this is something a lot of libraries around Illinois are trying out, as well as a lot of retail, restaurants, and, you know, anybody else who wants to serve the public but finds their hands tied with wanting to be safe and eliminate risks, or at least reduce risks for staff and for the public. So this is a way we can get books and movies and magazines into the hands of our patrons without putting them at risk or putting our employees at risk.
So how does it work?
Yeah, so you can put a hold on any items that you're interested in, and there's several ways to do that. You can go directly to our website and log in with your library card. You can give us a call. We are here 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 9 to 5 Friday and Saturday. You can email reference@galesburglibrary.org with the items you're interested in checking out. Or there's also an app. It's RSACAT. RSACAT is the name of the app, RSACAT. And you can access our catalog that way, put items on hold, renew items, check when your items are due. It's a really great way to interact with the library that way. So put items on hold that you're interested in, and then we give you a call as soon as they're available, with instructions on picking them up. And all the pickup is completely contactless. We put our items in our south vestibule when they're ready. They're labeled with our patrons' names and library card numbers, and then you come in, pick them up. There's no interaction face-to-face, so we can eliminate some risks that way.
All right. It sounds to me like a lot of what you've been doing the last, I'm imagining, couple of weeks with the sort of contactless delivery service that
right.
You've kind of been utilizing.
Yeah, I mean, priority number one is always the safety of our community and the safety of library staff. So we want to be able to serve our community, but we don't want to put anybody at risk. So, you know, it's been a challenge for everybody to think of creative ways to do that. But when we face those challenges, that's when we really step up to the plate and come up with something creative and new and that maybe will work beyond just when we're facing a pandemic, but might transform the way we offer services in general. So we're excited to be able to creatively think about how to serve our patrons.
Absolutely, and I understand that, but I imagine there's, and I know we hear from them from time to time here, there's still a certain population of library patrons, I would think, that are really kind of looking forward to the day when they can actually physically go back in the library, which really kind of warms my ever-loving library heart, to be honest with you.
You know, that's probably the number one question we receive is, when are you going to be open to the public again? And we're dying to see our patrons again. We miss everybody. As nice as it is to be able to get books into people's hands, we're not seeing our patrons face-to-face. And so that the reward of being able to just interact with our library users isn't there. So we are really eager to open our doors again to the public. But we, of course, want to do so safely. And libraries are a pretty unique place in what we do. The mm-hmm. fact that we not only have materials go out the door like a lot of retail stores, but we have materials coming back in all the time.
Right.
Or we have people that come and they're not just browsing. They come and spend hours at the library. They're sharing electronic equipment. They're sharing computers. And so we have to think about all the risks that we're facing there and just make sure that we're prepared before we open our doors to make sure that we're keeping the public safe.
And part of that came to my mind because my hometown of Kewaunee, the library there has opened back up, but they've asked people to wear masks. They've asked people to practice social distancing. They've asked people to spend no more than an hour at a time in the library. But on the other hand, that's a library district. That's a separate taxing body. So I imagine there's probably a bit of the fact that you're still technically part of the city of Galesburg is probably...
Yeah.
Probably has something to do with why you haven't opened yet.
Yeah, and we're fortunate enough, you know, we have a great relationship with libraries like Kewaunee or with Warren County, who are doing really great things. And
yeah, the Warren County Library did open up too, now that I think about it.
They sure did. And one awesome thing about librarians is we're always communicating with each other and sharing ideas and what works and what doesn't. So we're able to learn a little bit from them, and they're able to learn from us, and we're able to exchange, you know, what challenges they're facing, what challenges we're facing, and learn from one another, which has really been a wonderful relationship to have. And
yeah.
I love Kewaunee, and their director there has been a really great support for me personally. They're trying out some really great things, and we'll have some safety procedures in place once we do open the doors.
If I remember right, the library director's last name in Kewaunee is Love, so how can she not help you?
It's Barbara Love.
Yeah.
It's just the most perfect name for her. I couldn't imagine anybody else having that name.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she's wonderful. And it's a really neat library there, too. And we have a librarians on staff from Kewaunee, too. So we're glad to have them. They come from good places.
That's for sure. That's for sure. As you kind of go about this sort of new method, I know at least when you started the delivery service that you made sure that everything was clean and disinfected and things like that. And here at the radio station, I think we have stock in Clorox now. We've used so many darn wipes in this place. But how do you make sure that a book or hard material like that is safe to go back out?
Great question. So we're paying really close attention to health official guidelines on keeping materials clean, and the Institute of Museum and Library Services is conducting a study right now to find out how long viruses can last on library-specific materials. So when books are returned, or movies or magazines, any items are returned, we quarantine them for 7 days.
Okay.
Just to ensure that there is no virus that remains before they go back on our shelf. So that's something important for patrons to know. If they return an item, not to panic if it stays on their account for a few extra days. That's just to keep the item out of anybody's hands to make sure that it's clean. And then we have a regular cleaning schedule where we're cleaning not only our materials but our workspaces. Of course, washing hands, wearing masks around one another. Staff is social distancing. We have very limited staff in the building at any given time. Just to make sure that we're safe, we're not making each other sick, we're not getting sick. We are wearing gloves and washing our hands, and just keeping up to date also with what the Department of Health and the CDC and the World Health Organization recommend, just to make sure that we're being responsible.
It's not like you can just spray down or fumigate a whole bookshelf or something, right?
I suppose you could, but you'd probably have to do it quite often. And so what we're doing is we're washing our hands before and after we touch any materials. Again, quarantining materials before they go back on the shelves. And that seems to be a pretty effective system right now.
Do you anticipate a day anytime in the near future where the library in some form may open back up, or is that... Is that still a too soon to tell type of a thing for you?
We don't have a date on the calendar, but we are really eager to get our doors back open. We do have some new policies in place. The holdups right now, there's a couple things. One, we want to make sure we have all the cleaning supplies we need to be able to clean at a regular schedule that we'll need to put in place when we have patrons in the building. And as you may know, those can be hard to come by. So we've got what we need right now for what we're doing. But we'll really need to have, we want to have a large collection of for what we're needing for the future so that we don't find ourselves in a bind and having to close or to stop cleaning at any point. So we want to make sure we're stocked up there. And then a couple of weeks ago, we had a pretty large flood over our large print collection.
Oh, wow.
It caused a bit of damage from one of our heavy rains. And so we're in the process of getting that repaired and cleaned up too. So once those things are taken care of, then we should be ready to open. Our board has been wonderful about passing policies that will keep our staff and the public safe. And we're thinking of creative ways to get people in the building and make sure that they have access to computers and access to newspapers and all of those important resources that people have been without for a while.
My goodness. Over the course of the last number of years with the library, I don't mean this to sound the way it's going to come out, but if it hasn't been one thing, it's another. You've just got done dealing with the HVAC system. I know flooding and damage has been an issue in the library before, and now you're having to deal with that again, let alone the fact that you've been closed for 3 months.
Yeah. This building in particular has faced a lot of challenges, which is why we're still working hard towards getting a new building,
mm-hmm.
And hopefully we can anticipate and prevent some of those crises that we've seen here in this building over the past few decades.
Oh, my gosh. I do not envy you, that's for sure. You know, a light flickers here, and I'm in a panic because I'm worried the power's going to go out, and you have flooding problems. So, you know, better on you that you're dealing with that.
To me, it's all about the people really make or break the experience. And if you have a good staff and a good board and a good community, all of that other stuff doesn't matter as much. And if you had a perfect building and, you know, not a staff that didn't get along or a board that wasn't supportive, the perfect building wouldn't matter at all.
Yeah.
So it's really the people that mean everything. And we're very lucky to have such a wonderful team to keep moving forward and to stay positive.
So as I wrap up, let's bottom line this, Noelle. How has the delivery gone, and how has, in the first couple of days, the curbside checkout gone?
We've had a really great response from curbside, which is exciting.
Great.
I think we had maybe 78 holds placed the very first day before.
Wow.
That was on a Sunday when we just publicized on Facebook, and we're not even open yet. So people were eager, you know, been waiting to be able to access the books that they're wanting. So we're excited about how it's going. It's just the right amount of manageable and exciting and busy. But also, you know, summer reading started June 1st.
Oh, right.
So there's that element of excitement and new things that people can do and more incentives to read, too, because we've got some incredible prizes from our wonderful sponsors this year. So
yeah, that's great.
It's not too late to sign up for that, and that's Birth Through Adults. And some funding's planned. So another reason that you should put your books on hold right away, start reading, and get some prizes while you're at it.
Gosh, I wish I had allocated time to talk about the summer reading program, but I'm willing to bet you can go to the Facebook page or the website to find out more on all of that, right?
You sure can. You can give us a call or shoot us an email. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on the website. You'll be able to get a full story there. Or I'd love to talk to you about it. If people want to give us a call at the library, I'd love to tell you more about it.
There you go. Exactly. All right. Noelle Thompson, director of the Galesburg Public Library, thanks so much for your time. And good Lord, best of luck getting through this. It really is a thrill a minute for you these days.
Well, I think everybody's been through a lot lately, and we're excited to be able to get back with the community. So thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thanks again, Noelle. Coming up at 5:40. Cal performs at the Orpheum Theater. We'll tell you all about that coming up, but we'll come back with business news next on Galesburg's Evening News.